This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Well, listen, Teak, we were hoping for 3-0. Well, I mean, we were just hoping for a competitive team when the season started. We didn't really know what to expect with these Giants. But despite the tough loss last night, a tough four-quarter game, a couple of calls went against the Giants. You know, a couple of plays they could have made that they didn't, but right down to the wire. Three games, two wins, all in all, probably a little bit better than we thought. We're joined by Julian Love once again. He's with us every single Tuesday here on The Fan, on the Teak and Tierney Show. Julian, how you doing today, buddy? What's happening?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We are good. Hey, Julian, what was the message? I usually get a chance to hear, you know, Dable post-game just from other sources, but what was his message after this loss last night?
Yeah, so I would say that, you know, he was very composed. You know, it was a tough loss against, you know, a division rival. You know, guys were obviously upset, frustrated, all that stuff. But he was composed, and he believes in the process. He believes in our growth, and so it's a short week until, you know, he kind of, his mindset was to quickly get it behind us and move on, you know, to go now 3-1.
Yeah. Now, from a player standpoint, you were a tackling machine. You led the team in tackles with 10 solo, 14 total. That's just the stats that they see. But how did you guys feel you played? Did you leave this one on the field, right? Or were there missed opportunities out there for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think the effort was there. I think everyone played, you know, all out for sure. But there was plays that were left on that field, no doubt, in all phases. And so that's what we leave thinking about. I think in defense we need to execute way better in order to be what this team needs us to be. And, you know, obviously I'm a defensive guy, so that's how I see it. Especially since we got to execute better. And offense has to do their thing. And so, yeah, I think that's just the consensus feeling for sure.
How'd you like the whiteout? What was it like being on the field, 80,000 people all wearing white for the most part? Was it cool?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. You know, I think it was probably the most electric game I've been to, or I've been a part of, you know, since I've been on the Giants, which is, it was fun. I mean, had fireworks, you know, the whiteout was cool, the jerseys were nice. It was a great atmosphere. People were out there tailgating for
absolutely.
Hours before the game.
You know how we do it. We show up, we get drunk, game's over, we get more drunk. we're talking to Julian Love here on the Fantiki and Tierney Show. Just on a serious note before we dive back into the game and what's ahead for you guys, Sterling Shepard, a horrible situation. I know how much you guys revere him, the respect that you have for the work that he put in with the Achilles, which is about as a debilitating as injury any athlete can have. I want to ask you about the turf at MetLife. I don't attribute that injury to the turf at all, but it's last year. Bosa got hurt. There's a lot of complaints about the MetLife turf. Do you think there's something wrong with it, honestly?
Yeah, you know, obviously you hear that, and I know NFLPA looks into that sort of stuff and the playing services. It meets all standards. I think just, you know, there's been some bad luck on it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I think you know, a lot of teams play on grass. I personally prefer grass. I know, you know, Tiki probably preferred grass as well.
No doubt.
It's just, you know, it's easier on your body. And so, yeah, I mean, it's tough, but, you know, I wouldn't attribute this to the turf at all. I mean,
yeah,
it's just one of those freak things that, I mean, you absolutely hate to see.
Yeah, no, he's going to be a big loss because of the receiving core. It's obviously young, it's developing, et cetera. But another question on the turf. I noticed early in the game, I forget who it was. It was in coverage. I think it was Adoree. I think it's definitely Adoree. Adoree Jackson in coverage. It was a comeback route. It was a short comeback, 10-yard comeback to CeeDee Lamb. It was almost like he had no traction, right? It was, and I know he had cleats on, but I was watching his feet as he was like slipping a little bit. And it made me quite like look and like, what kind of shoes does he have on? Like, is he wearing turf shoes or is he wearing like cleats? Like, what do you wear on that surface? Because I think that might be the issue why people hate that turf. It feels like it's an in-between field turf. You know what I mean? Like, you could wear nubs, yeah, or you could wear spikes, or you could wear flat shoes. Like, what do you wear on that turf?
Yeah, you definitely have to wear your normal cleats, your normal set of cleats. You know, sometimes in grass, you can wear a longer spike.
Yeah.
I could dig in more.
Yep.
You can't wear that on this turf. You just got to wear normal cleats. It was a little slick that day and all that stuff. And you got to keep your feet under you. But, you know, we practice on that turf a lot. We play on the turf a lot. And so, you know, it should be our advantage as a team to know what that turf is like.
Yeah.
So, Julian, I think that the listeners would find this interesting. Just take us behind the curtain a little bit here. So, you know, game's over a little bit before midnight. Guys take a shower, get dressed, hit the media requirements, get in the car. I'm sure you live within a reasonable drive from the stadium. You're obviously up at 11:30 talking to us, which I'm sure is the first thing that you want to do.
I can't wait to get up and talk to Tiki and Dirty
after a tough loss in a late night. But what do you do the rest of the day? I mean, how does the body feel? Do you watch film? Do you go lift weights? What is the life of a pro athlete after a Monday night game?
Yeah, so, you know, in general, it's tough to sleep after a game. I'm not sure if it's the adrenaline still, like, not wearing off. And so I know guys are getting to sleep really late last night. And I don't know what they do. Guys, you know, watch TV, play video games, whatever, at night.
Took a little bit.
Yeah. I was going to say, you know,
it's legal now.
Invite a couple of girls over, listen, pull up a little pre-roll. You know, you can gamble. Everything's legal. Do whatever you want.
I'm just joking. Don't answer that, Julian. Don't answer that.
No, but, you know, so it's a late night. You're going to sleep late. It's a late start game. And so today, like for me, I got up at, let's say, I think 9:30. Came in to get some treatment at 10, but I know majority of guys are sleeping in today.
Yeah.
And really, today is all about kind of getting – it's crazy because I watch the game as soon as I get home. I watch the TV copy right away.
Yeah. Wow.
And then I'll watch the our film copy. And so I buzz through it already a couple times. And, you know, so you get that out of the way. Closure on it. Obviously, we're going to get some coaching on it, but then you move forward. Like with this short week, play on Monday night, we have the Bears Sunday. And so now I'm watching and looking forward to, you know, the Bears and who we have coming in. And the rest of the day also is just, you know, to my family and just hang out with my wife all day.
Yeah.
And just getting this time, that time to decompress.
Yeah. Nice. Julian, let me ask you, because last weekend I saw after the win, Coach Dable was talking about the process, right? If this would have been a loss, you got to stay focused on the process. You guys are 2-1. I know a lot of the prognosticators had picked you guys to win this game. BT and I were not skeptical, but we knew that you could steal it, but the Cowboys are probably really good right now. They're more constructed, even though they're without their starting quarterback and Dak Prescott. But Cooper Rush played great. When you look at like where this team is right now, obviously you're still trying to build into something great, and you might be a year away or who knows. But how do you guys think about like the wins and losses and the process that you guys are going through right now as Coach Dabes is consistently, I know, talking to you all about?
Yeah, that's a good question. I was thinking about this on my drive this morning about kind of the mental and the mindset of this team. And I got to say, I really like it because, you know, in years past, you get super high with wins and then you get super low with losses. And so it's like, you know, it seems like the end of the world when you lose. But Dave's since, you know, OTA, since camp has said, listen, we're going to win, we're going to lose. It's how we go about each week and how we can grow from each of them. And so after the wins, he wasn't like, I mean, obviously he was dancing after that first one, which is funny. But he was like, you know, this game, the outcome could have easily been different. And when you put it in that perspective and about like what you do in the game is more important than, you know, the end result, I think that's what will help this team grow. And so obviously we're upset about the loss, but we know that the process still needs to be the process. And we need to execute what needs to be executed on the field. regardless of if we win, lose. It's all about that.
Yep, I got you. That makes sense. We're talking to Julian Love of the Giants every Tuesday here on The Fan right around 11:30, Tiki and Tierney Show. So you mentioned the Bears. You turn the page. You get ready for them. We obviously are consumed with this because it's our job. I wonder, though, how much the first couple of weeks of the season you personally pay attention to the Eagles. And I don't just mean if they win or lose. Like, will you dive a little deeply into some film or some stats and keep an eye on the Commanders? Like, how entrenched are you in what the rest of the division's doing so far?
I mean, I keep an eye on them, for sure. I think you're not looking to win, the division if you're not looking at who's in your division. And so, yeah, I mean, I've been watching their games when I have time. And just keeping an eye on for sure to see what type, what players they have and all that stuff. And yeah, I would say you take it week to week, but for sure you have our division opponents specifically always. You keep an extra tab for them. Always.
Yeah, you try to juggle, but you can't get too consumed. You got what's in front of you. I understand that. Julian, right. we asked you last week about Kenny Golladay, and you said very complimentary. He's putting the work in. He's grinded. He was outspoken. I didn't think it was really anti-team or as combustible. I think some people hijacked it. The guy wants to play, and he let it be known. And I was actually okay with that. Well, he got a look last night. He didn't do a whole lot. Do you sense that this is a situation that can continue? What do you think happens with Golladay? Because I can't imagine he's thrilled today, and I can't imagine the Giants are thrilled with what he did on the field last night.
Yeah, no, he's probably a little upset, by the one that got away, especially at the end of the game. But, from the previous weeks to this past week of practice and getting after it, I mean, he was turned up a notch this week in preparation. I think that sense of urgency is there for him to be on the field. I mean, he wants to win. He wants to contribute. If you're in this league, I mean, or at least I hope that, you want to be able to contribute to a team. You want to win. And so that was evident this week. I mean, specifically this week, he was really grinding. And so obviously, in the game, you want to see that carried over to the game. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting to see now how he responds and if he keeps dialing it up a notch, in practice to get us some good looks because, we're going to need him.
Yeah.
And today we're going to need him.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it.
With Sterling going down. Listen, Julian, always good chatting. Go spend some good time with the wife. Maybe get something to eat. Just relax, chill. Mm-hmm. Tough one last night. But three games, two wins, not a bad way to start the season. Thanks a lot, buddy. We'll get you next week.
Take care, Julian.
Joe. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Yeah, there he is, Julian Love, every week here on the Fan, Tiki and Tierney.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.